More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For the past 3 years, the Center for Native American Youth has been offering kids the Braveheart Fellowship. It's a chance for Native youth voices to be heard as they look for ways to help preserve our environment. 10 kids in the Pacific Northwest will get grant money and support to make their own climate projects a reality. Joining us now from the center is Katie Stewart to tell us more. Katie, nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
So, Katie, what is the Braveheart Fellowship? How did it get started?
Sure. So the Braveheart Fellowship started a few years ago, as you mentioned. I'll back up just to say that Center for Native American Youth, we're a national education and advocacy organization. So we work alongside Native youth from 24 and under to really help improve their health, safety, and overall well-being. And so the Braveheart Fellowship came out of conversations with Native youth that we were having over the past few years, really looking at the representation gap we're seeing. Native voices aren't being centered in climate justice conversations as much as they should be. And Native youth really want to get involved, especially those in the Pacific Northwest. They see the land around them changing, whether it's rivers, lack of salmon populations, increasing wildfires, and they want to do something about it. So we started this fellowship as a way to help them get involved to make a difference.
And as I mentioned, 10 youth will get micro grants to fund community action projects. And these are all kinds of projects. Can you maybe describe one or two of them for us?
Sure. We've had a number of wonderful projects this past year. As we mentioned, this is a regional-based fellowship program. So we're supporting young Native folks from the Pacific Northwest. That includes Idaho. And we had some incredible projects this year. I'll just name two just to sort of show the range of projects that we're supporting. We supported both a local youth council getting involved in community cleanups in southern Idaho. So really helping to get young people in touch with keeping their environment clean, you know, picking up after themselves, helping the community show what it's like to care about the grounds that you live on. And another project that we were really excited about was the creation of a PPE stock room for firefighting equipment at Cal Poly Humboldt University. And a fellow for our program created an Indigenous Fire Club, saw that there was a need for firefighting equipment, which is very expensive, firefighting boots, firefighting shirts, and she went out and she bought this equipment so that now Indigenous students can participate in traditional burns in Northern California.
And you don't provide only cash. What other kinds of support come with the fellowship?
Yeah, so fellows who entered the program, I'll say one fellow was working on a project to investigate pesticide use connected to cancer clusters among basket weavers in Northern California. So this was a huge project that involved working with a regional government, that involved working on advocacy. And so we held a couple of calls with him. We connected him with local policymakers who could help him navigate the system. What could he do from where he was at to make a difference? So it's both that microfunding, as you mentioned, networking with the peers themselves. We do an in-person convening to help them get to know each other, share ideas. And it's also really opening doors. So who do these young people need to know to both advance their project, but also to understand the advocacy and policy landscape of climate justice efforts in the U.S.
So my understanding is the deadline to apply for a fellowship was today. However, it was extended. So who can apply? How do they apply?
Yeah, so I would really encourage anybody listening to this who is between the ages of 18 and 24 and who's really passionate about climate justice to check out our website. You can go to cnay.org. And it's about a 30-minute application. So since this is project-based, we really want to understand what's an issue in your community and your area. What's a climate project that you'd like to initiate? Tell us about the project. Tell us a little about yourself in the application, and you submit it. So it has been extended. We've extended the deadline until this Wednesday at midnight. It doesn't take that long. Again, as I mentioned, it's about 30 minutes, and we just have some short answer questions to understand what the project is that you'd be interested in starting and a few other details about yourself.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today about this. We've been speaking with Katie Stewart with the Center for Native American Youth, talking about the Braveheart Fellowship, and the deadline for this year's fellowship applications has been extended to this Wednesday. We will put a link to the application on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.